This is Rediscover Life with Pastor John from All Nations Church with your daily message to help you reconnect to your Creator and rediscover life as it can be with Jesus. And we're talking about characteristics of disciples, and I've been looking at bravery. Revelation 21 and verse 8 in the NIV. But the cowardly, the unbelieving, the vile, the murderers, the sexually immoral, those who practice magic arts, the idolaters and all liars, they will be consigned to the fiery lake of burning sulfur. This is the second death. As ministers, we have no right to dance around issues because we're afraid of being criticized, cancelled, attacked, or even killed. Consider the apostles and how they died. Peter was crucified upside down in Rome 33 to 34 years after the death of Christ. Peter, along with Paul, founded the church in Rome. He left Jerusalem when Herod Agrippa persecuted the church, beheading James. He preached in Judea and Antioch in Syria, and afterwards going to Rome, where thousands were converted to Christ. Nero strongly objected to the idea of his Roman subjects becoming believers, and he persecuted them, feeding them to wild animals and burning them on crosses and stakes, and having them killed in the Colosseum if they would not deny their faith. And yet thousands chose death rather than deny their Lord. And, you know, their bravery is so moving when you consider the price that many of these men and women paid. According to tradition, Peter was fleeing Rome when at a junction between the ancient Appian Way and the Via Ardeatina, and there's a small church there today at the crossroads known as Quo Vadis, where Peter met Christ. And we have echoes of John 13:36, where Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, where are you going?" Which is Latin, Domino, Quo Vadis. And it goes back to the second century, this story, at least, and it's included in the apocryphal Acts of Peter. The fourth century edition reads, "He was about to go through the city's gates when he saw Christ coming towards him. He worshipped him and said, 'Lord, where are you going?' Christ answered, 'I come to Rome to be crucified again.' And Peter said, 'Lord, you are to be crucified again?' And the Lord said, 'Yes, I'll be crucified again.' Peter then said, 'Lord, I will go back following you.' At that point, the Lord ascended to heaven. Peter's gaze followed him. He was staring, transfixed, and weeping with the comfort of it. When he became aware of his surroundings again, he understood that those words signified his own martyrdom. That is, that the Lord would suffer in him as he always suffers in his chosen people through pitiful compassion and their glorious celebration." You see, Ecclesiastes 3:1 tells us, "To everything there is a time and a season." And the time for Peter's martyrdom, as prophesied by Christ over 30 years earlier, had finally come. John chapter 21 and verse 18, Jesus outlined the manner of Peter's death. Jesus said, "Feed my sheep. Most assuredly I say to you, when you were younger, you girded yourself and walked where you wished. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands, and another will gird you and carry you where you do not wish." This he spoke, signifying by what death he would glorify God. When he had spoken this, he said to him, "Follow me." What was the first words that Jesus spoke to Peter? "Follow me." And what were the last words? "Follow me." And I believe he's saying the same thing to us today. We need to follow him. Well, Peter followed Christ. He promptly turned around and went back into Rome, where he was promptly arrested and was crucified upside down at his own request, because he saw himself as unworthy to die in the same manner as his Lord. Apparently, among the circus and festivities, Nero walked among the crowd disguised as a chariot driver and raced in his own private stadium on the Vatican Hill, which was opened to the Roman public for the occasion. The Roman historian and senator Tacitus says this, "And those who died were also scorned. They were covered with animal skins, and they died torn apart by dogs, or were hanged on crosses, or else, when the sun set, they were burned alive to light up the dark of the night." And that's from Annales 15:44. You see, Peter paid the price, and you know, he showed tremendous bravery, and his body is buried beneath the altar of St. Peter's Basilica in the Vatican in Rome. I want to quickly go through how some of the other disciples died as well, because we're talking about bravery, and again, this is not without precedent when you consider these men and women who went before us. It is so important for us to be brave. James the Great, he was beheaded. The son of Zebedee, brother of John the Apostle, he was captured and sentenced to death by Herod Agrippa. the first, shortly before the day of the Passover, to satisfy the Jewish leaders who were angry at the rapid growth of the church. James was put to death in the year 44 AD, approximately 11 years after the death of Christ. And we have that in Acts chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. About that time, Herod the king stretched out his hand to harass some from the church. Then he killed James, the brother of John, with the sword. John was thrown into a vat of boiling oil, but miraculously he survived. For most of his labours, John was with Peter in Jerusalem up until the persecution of Herod Agrippa I. John escaped and preached for some time in Asia Minor and Turkey. Later he went to Rome and he was thrown into a cauldron of boiling oil, yet miraculously survived. The Roman Emperor Domitian decided after the incident to banish John to the Isle of Patmos, that's in Greece. And so when the emperor died, John went back to Turkey. He went back to Ephesus in Turkey, where he spent the rest of his life. And he died as a very old man, the only disciple to die a peaceful death, incidentally. And so Andrew, he was crucified upside down on an X-shaped cross. So he preached in Georgia, in Russia, in Istanbul, Turkey, in Macedonia, and finally Greece. And there in Patras, Greece, the governor, whose name was Aegeatius, was angered because of Andrew's preaching, and apparently because his own family had converted to Christianity, and he ordered Andrew to denounce Christ in front of a tribunal, and Andrew, of course, refused. And so the governor ordered that Andrew be crucified, and he was tied upside down on an X-shaped cross with thick, tight ropes. But Andrew kept preaching to the spectators. He was able to convince many to accept Christianity just before he died after suffering for 3 days. So again, Andrew's last sermon lasted for 3 days. How amazing is that? The courage and bravery these men showed. Philip was crucified, preached in Greece, Syria and Turkey, in the cities of Galatia, Phrygia, Hierapolis. And he partnered with Bartholomew in his missions. And according to sources, through his miraculous healing and preaching, Philip converted the wife of the proconsul of Hierapolis. And this event, of course, angered him. And the proconsul ordered Philip and Bartholomew to be tortured and crucified upside down. And while on the cross, Philip continued to preach to the point where he convinced the crowd and the proconsul to release Bartholomew, while insisting that he would remain crucified. Bartholomew was released, but Philip died on the cross and was buried somewhere in the city. Bartholomew was skinned alive and beheaded, preached the gospel in Mesopotamia, that's Iraq, of course, Mesopotamia, Persia, which is Iran, Turkey, Armenia, and India. He was skinned alive and beheaded at Debent, which is Azerbaijan, near Russia, on the Caspian Sea by a local king, after the majority of the people of that city converted to Christianity. And Matthew, he was burned to death. And so the Gospel of Matthew was written about 20 years after the death of Christ. And so Christian tradition says he preached in Ethiopia, Judea, which is, of course, Israel, Macedonia, Syria, Parthia, that's northeast Iran. And apparently he was either burned to death or killed with a sword in Parthia. Thomas, impaled by a spear. And of course, we remember him as doubting Thomas because of his disbelieving the Lord's resurrection. But, you know, he got his doubts sorted. And what a glorious story of redemption. He became a fearless preacher of the gospel and a builder of churches. And he was one of the first apostles to preach outside the boundaries of the vast Roman Empire. He preached in Babylon, which is Iraq, and established its first Christian church. Then he went to Iran, and he traveled as far as China and India. And so he was martyred in India when a local king condemned Thomas to death. And the apostle angered the Brahmins, who taught Christianity disrespected India's caste system. Because, of course, Christianity teaches that all people are born equal and that we're made in the image of God. And so, anyway, James the Lesser stoned and clubbed to death. James lived at least 5 years after the death of Christ, preached in Damascus, which is Syria, and is acknowledged as the first bishop of the Christians in Jerusalem. And historians say he was sentenced to be stoned to death for challenging the Jewish laws. And anyway, his head was finally bashed in with a fuller's club. That's a piece of wood used for bashing and washing clothes. Simon the Canaanite, he was sawed or axed to death. And Simon was a member of the Zealots, a political movement which rebelled against the Roman occupation of Jerusalem, and was identified as the second bishop of Rome after James the Lesser, who was beheaded. And he was believed to have preached in the Middle East, North Africa, Egypt, Mauritania, and even Britain. And so that's pretty amazing to think about. Jude Thaddaeus, sawed or axed to death also, partner of Simon the Zealot in ministry, and they preached and converted non-believers in Judea, in Israel, Persia, Iran, Samaria, Israel, Idumea near Jordan, Syria, Mesopotamia, Iran, and Libya. I mean, when you think about how widely these men traveled in an age that, you know, you didn't have global travel, it's just fascinating. It's also believed that Jude traveled and preached in Beirut, Lebanon. And he also helped Bartholomew in bringing Christianity to Armenia. And so he was clubbed to death and his body was sawed in pieces. And anyway, so that was Jude. And lastly, Matthias, the disciple who replaced Judas, ministered in Judea and other foreign lands. Greek tradition states that he brought the gospel to Cappadocia, a mountainous district in central Turkey, and later journeyed to the region around the Caspian Sea, where he was martyred by crucifixion and, according to legend, chopped apart. So there you go. These were brave men, and you know, we just salute them and we thank God for their lives and their faithfulness. And we pray that God would enable us to be faithful as well, in Jesus' name. So this is Pastor John from All Nations Church thanking you for listening today. May the peace and presence of Christ our Savior fill your heart and home. In Jesus' name. Shalom.